From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The first U.S. war crimes trial stemming from the war on terror begins today at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Salim Hamdan, once Osama bin Laden's driver, is the first to go on trial. The charges against Hamdan do not involve the kinds of acts that typically have been considered war crimes. He's accused of conspiracy and material support for terrorism. Prosecutors say he was caught while driving missiles to the front in Afghanistan. His lawyers say he's no different than, say, Adolf Hitler's driver, who was not prosecuted in the aftermath of World War II. The administration has been trying to get this trial underway for 4 years, but the Supreme Court ruled that the president could not, on his own, authorize such trials. Now, with Congress's blessing, the trial begins. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A recent survey shows the nation's business economists somewhat more optimistic than they were just a few months back, though most seem to believe that conditions are likely to improve only modestly in the months ahead. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The poll of just over 100 business economists shows them just about evenly divided over whether they expect the economy to show much growth over the final half of this year. 10% think the economy as measured by the nation's gross domestic product could shrink. However, while their optimism concerning the economy remains tempered, there were signs economists believe some areas will show improvement. The share of respondents who expect substantial slowing in the housing market over the next 6 months decreased to 29% from 45% in April. 44% of economists also reported an increase in demand for their firm's goods and services. The economists say employment levels appear to be holding up fairly well, especially in the services sector. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
The House of Representatives is expected to vote this week on a wide-ranging housing rescue bill. If it passes, President Bush says he will veto it. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she thinks the president will go along with it, even though Democrats plan to attach almost $4 billion in grants he opposes. The money would be used by state and local governments to buy and fix up foreclosed properties in areas hit hardest by the housing crisis. The bill was originally designed to help people caught in the credit crunch get into new, more affordable mortgages. However, a provision has been added to the bill which would aid mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The House is expected to vote on Wednesday. Japanese financial markets were closed today due to a public holiday. Oil prices rose in Asian trading to over $130 a barrel on concerns that the threat of new sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program may escalate tensions in the oil-rich Gulf region. U.S. light crude was up $1.73 to $130.61 a barrel. This is NPR News. Key indicators will contribute to the effort to assess economic and financial conditions in the week ahead. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Today, the Conference Board's forward-looking index of leading indicators will attempt to gauge future economic activity. Tomorrow, the Richmond Federal Reserve Bank's survey of conditions in its district, which stretches from Maryland through the Carolinas, will give an early reading on the economy's performance in July. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve will release its Beige Book survey of conditions around the nation. The findings will be reviewed by Fed policymakers when they meet in early August to set interest rates. Oil inventory figures that day will also be closely watched by oil futures traders. On Thursday and Friday, existing and then new home sales will show the depth of the housing crisis. Also Friday, new factory orders for durable goods will be out, along with a fresh measure of consumer sentiment. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says Iran was not serious in talks over the weekend about its disputed nuclear program. She says Tehran will face new sanctions unless it changes its behavior soon. The secretary says Iran gave envoys from the United States and five other world powers the runaround at Saturday's talks in Switzerland. She says time is running out for it to accept a package of incentives in exchange for halting suspect activity. Iran has 2 weeks to respond. The United States broke with past policy to send a senior diplomat to the meeting. Rice says his appearance gave new energy to the effort to get Iran to stop enriching uranium. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.